welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM Sirius Satellite Radio, and we are online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, the New England Patriots are spies! The Boston Herald had to retract that statement, but we'll just throw it out there. Actually, we'll talk about the NFL secret videotape, maybe quasi-scandal. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. The California Supreme Court says same-sex marriage is constitutional in that state. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has more from San Francisco.
In a split 4-3 decision, the court ruled that a voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The majority said that the state already recognizes domestic same-sex partnerships, and to exclude them from the designation of marriage is illegal. Opponents to same-sex marriage blasted the ruling. Matthew Staver is chairman of the Liberty Council.
It's an example of the judges overriding the will of the people.
Staver says his group supports a measure for the November ballot that would amend the state constitution by banning same-sex marriage. If it passes, it would trump the court's ruling.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez reporting from San Francisco. Get ready for the next chapter in Zimbabwe's troubled presidential election. Election officials set a date for the runoff today. President Robert Mugabe will face opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai June 27th. Tsvangirai claims he beat Mugabe outright in the original vote, but official results said he did not win enough votes to avoid a runoff. A federal grand jury has indicted a Missouri woman. Prosecutors say she took part in a MySpace hoax that led to a teen girl's suicide. NPR's Ina Jaffe has more.
Lori Drew has been charged with one count of conspiracy and three counts of accessing protected computers without authorization in order to torment, harass, humiliate, and embarrass 13-year-old Megan Myers. Each count carries a penalty of up to 5 years in prison. Allegedly, Drew and unnamed co-conspirators created a phony MySpace page posing as a 16-year-old boy and struck up an internet relationship with Myers. The girl had been friends with Drew's daughter. The invented teenage boy eventually turned cruel, with one of the last messages telling Megan Myers that the world would be better off without her. She hanged herself not long after. Lori Drew has denied participating. The federal indictments were filed in Los Angeles County, where MySpace's parent company and computer servers are based.
NPR's Ina Jaffe reporting. An update of a story we told you about previously on the BPP. Burger King fired two employees in connection with a scandal where an executive secretly slammed a farmworkers group in online postings. The group was fighting for a penny-a-pound raise for tomato pickers. BK says they didn't know about the posts. They're also cutting ties with that private investigating firm said to have tried to infiltrate the workers group. A big publicity stunt turned into a big mess in Las Vegas yesterday. A company offered $10,000 of free gas. Cars lined up for miles, jamming streets near the Vegas Strip. The company that did the stunt, let's not give them any free publicity. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.